Stephen, what's happening in the world of footy?
There's plenty happening in footy. We'll have a few cracks at this through the show, but I'll start with some news involving a new Lion, Josh Dunkley.
Oh,
up in Brisbane. It was interesting. Normally these interviews are fairly tame and they don't have a lot to them. They're sanctioned by the club, normally a bit of club propaganda. He was pretty strong in this club interview that aired on social media last night. Take a listen and see what you think.
It's been a great pre-season so far. The boys have come back really fit and are running really well, which has been a bit of a change-up for me too, because we didn't really run a lot at the Dogs as much as what we do here. So obviously coming from a place that's got some good midfielders and then to another place that's got even better midfielders, I mean...
Josh Dunkley's buying into the Brisbane hype. He's all part of the brotherhood up there at the Brisbane Lions.
He's buying in. That's good. It's honest appraisals. Obviously, the stronger running program, but saying that the Bulldogs didn't run a lot, I think there's a few hard runners there. You've got Bailey Smith surging through the Lions. You've got Adam Treloar that played in the grand final, which the Lions sort of haven't managed to do. So knowing what I do about the Bulldogs and Luke Beveridge, that'll be filed away.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
Round three.
To check in late.
Marvel
round
Stadium.
Three, is it? Okay,
yeah,
right
so on. Have a listen to this. How about we do some hard running? Let's run two ways and let's Josh Dunkley to the cleaners.
You use all that stuff as you need to galvanise the group and rally the troops in those moments. But, I mean, that can sound like it's a shot at the Western Bulldogs, but it's also can be just different programs. Like, because some clubs and some coaches in particular like to get their work done in ball drills and full ground drills and match sim stuff, and they get their GPS loading through that. Whereas it seems the Brisbane Lions have a distinctive running program. They get a lot of their stuff done, and they might do the footy stuff differently to the Western Bulldogs. So that's not necessarily a crack at the Bulldogs. Having said that, if I was Luke Beveridge, I'd be doing the same thing that you suggest. So righto, fellas, then I reckon we can go.
Yeah, and if I was the Lions media manager or the social media, I'd say, we'll just cut that little bit out.
What's out there now?
We've played it, but we'll be all over it. So, no, he'll use it. Bevo loves that. You know, I know for a fact that he'll, ex-players who leave, he always special targets, little things. I mean, they've got Lockie Hunter round one, these type of things. It's the way Bevo operates.
Well, whatever your mojo is, go your hardest, I reckon. I don't mind that from Josh. It's good. He's buying into the support of his teammates and the excellence. I mean, the Brisbane Lions are a fantastic team. We've got to remember that.
You got a better midfield than the Dogs, do you think?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. But when you're in the world, I mean, you're always going to say
that,
aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got no problem with that. That's good from Josh. Yeah. I don't think anyone should be hanging him for those comments.
Yeah, and some more pure footy. Finally, the official practice matches have been locked in half. So I'll go through the key
ones. There's only one practice match.
There's one.
Team.
One official. These are televised on Fox. I'm not worried about the unofficial. They're sort of fluid with the timings, etc. So Thursday, March 2, Hawthorn Collingwood, Launceston. On the same day, Brisbane Geelong up at Springfield, the new venue there. So two Thursday games on Fox and KO.
So what date's that?
Thursday, March 2.
March 2. So we've got a month to wait for that.
Yeah. So Friday, March 3, St Kilda and Essendon, Moorabbin. That'll be a big game. A lot of that'll be just about packed out.
Ross and Brad, new coaches in action against each other. That's good.
Sydney and Carlton at Blacktown. So they're both Friday, March 3. These are all the Victorian clubs. Saturday, March 4, the Doggies North at Icon Park, half where you've still got a car park there.
Well,
we'll talk about that after 7.
Wonder if my 20% discount at the merchandise.
Well, I think you'll be down there today
stands.
With a bag.
Well, I might have to stock up.
Yeah, and Melbourne versus Richmond at Casey. So they're the key games. I think in some ways disappointing there's no country matches there, half. They're sticking to this. You only get one sort of practice game, and normally you get to Morwell, Lavington, maybe Shepparton. But I think from a broadcast perspective, you'd know it's easier to cover games from venues that are sort of set up for it.
Yeah, I think that's the point, Steve-O. It is, if you want to make it a good broadcast product, which the broadcaster paid billions of bucks for, then I think they're entitled to get those games played in venues where they can easily access the resources required.
Yeah, Martin.
Because you can play the other ones. I reckon the other unofficial ones should be played.
Yes.
In the bush.
Yep.
And go and be a part of that and take footy to the masses. I think that's a great idea, and clubs should embrace that. In fact, the AFL should almost mandate that.
Yep.
That the unofficial ones you can go and play in the country towns, and that'd be a good thing. But the official ones that are part of the broadcast deal, I think that's they're entitled to have them in.
Well,
in
the bush
stadiums.
Needs some help. A segue into this.
Well, exactly right.
I mentioned yesterday, Corowa Rutherglen. Footy Club, which is, I was shocked by this, of going to recess for a year half. So yeah. they had a vote on this on Monday night to go to the members Thursday night. This is just not a minnow. It's not a Quambatook or a Witchy Proof West. This is a big club in a big country footy league. So, and once you go into recess, it's very hard to reactivate yourself a year later.
No, I saw this story and was sent this story from a lot of people as well to get in touch with the people that have had to make these decisions. We're going to speak to the president of Corowa Rutherglen. It's easy to say poorly then. Graeme Hosier on Friday morning. So we've locked him in. He's obviously got a bit happening in his world at the moment, let alone his role as the president of the footy club. But I want to speak to Graeme about that and even just hear from our listeners too. 1300 652 927 through the morning, 0416 905052 via the SMS, about the challenges that particularly rural and regional footy is facing, country footy is facing, because this isn't the first, but it's one of the big competitions. And as you say, Steve-O, a big club with a great history that is now having to go into recess because they can't get any
it's
players.
It's John Longmire country. It's Horse Longmire.
Yeah, he's David Teague played in the premiership there.
David Teague.
Yep, in 2000 I think it was. So some great history in that team. But love to hear from our listeners through the morning as well. 1300 652 927 with what you are seeing as the challenges in country footy as well, because that was a big story that unfolded yesterday. We're going to follow up on Friday.
And just briefly, Martin Pakula,
yes,
former minister in the Andrews government, of course, pulled the pin pre-election. He's had a bit of a spell and now coming on board the AFL as a consultant, if you like, one day a week, major events. That's not a bad gig, is it? To turn up one day a week and he'd be looking at Tassie, these type of things, and he worked closely through the COVID era. And he has a good relationship with the AFL. So nice little job for Marty Pakula.
So, yeah, Tassie and what was the other one he was going to be doing? Focusing on? There was another major project he was going to be focusing on. I will work that out shortly. We'll get back to that.
I think it's Springfield.
Springfield? Righto. Isn't that up and going?
No, just getting it bedded in.
Righto. Okay. Take your word for that, Stephen. Plenty more from you through the morning, Stephen. Appreciate that.